once again, and welcome to SearchSecurity.com Security Wire Weekly for Wednesday, July 26, 2006. I'm Eric Parizeau. This week, author Ron Moritz joins us to talk about security in the boardroom. A prominent security survey may be losing its luster, and are mobile phone fears being overhyped? But first, our top story, just into the SearchSecurity.com newsroom. Hackers have defaced popular portal site Netscape.com. According to Finnish security firm F-Secure, the website was victimized by an attacker who exploited a cross-site scripting weakness in its new dig-like news service. The popular portal site has been the subject of controversy recently. It redesigned its site, moving away from the portal interface, similar to sites like Yahoo and MSN, instead mimicking the look of a site like dig.com that enables visitors to recommend news articles from around the web. The hack was discovered early Wednesday morning, but so far appears to be largely benign, manifesting itself in the form of pop-up text messages. F-Secure's Mikko Hypinen says, quote, apparently someone tried to stretch the limit of user-controlled content. In other top news, a new set of exploits is in the wild, targeting recently patched Microsoft flaws. Sans says three new exploits target Microsoft vulnerabilities in Windows and IIS, issues that were fixed in the software giant's July security bulletins. Johannes Ulrich, chief research officer with the Sans Internet Storm Center, says the most dangerous exploit involves a buffer overflow flaw in the Windows Dynamic Host Configuration Protocol. Ulrich says it would attack a client machine as it boots and attempts to connect to a DHCP server to obtain an IP address. Ulrich adds there is no good defense for unpatched systems, and organizations are strongly encouraged to make sure they have updated their software fixes. Also this week, the annual CSI FBI Computer Crime and Security Survey has been issued every year for more than a decade, but some are questioning the survey's credibility. The 11th annual edition of the CSI FBI survey was issued just recently. This year's edition surveyed more than 600 computer security pros at U.S. organizations. However, some say the findings are flawed because the survey is sent only to members of the Computer Security Institute, meaning they may not make up a representative sample of InfoSec practitioners. The survey came under fire last year as well, when well-known security expert Ira Winkler said the survey lacked statistical validity and created a false perception that security technology is ineffective. And now, in this week's Security Spotlight, security in the boardroom. In light of the recent high-profile data breaches involving organizations like ChoicePoint, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, and Visa, executives are keenly aware of the impact a security incident can have on their reputations and their bottom lines. So how should security pros go about establishing a productive relationship with executives? I recently had a chance to talk about that and more with Ron Moritz, contributor to several books, including The Black Book of Corporate Security and Inside the Minds of Chief Technology Officers. And, in his spare time, he's also the Chief Security Strategist with CA Inc. Ron, thanks so much for being with us today.
It's a pleasure, as always.
Ron, first question, when it comes to security, C-level executives are often the decision makers, not necessarily the security strategists. What's the best way for InfoSec pros and corporate executives to communicate when it comes to security strategy, and how deeply should executives be getting involved in the lower level security strategy these days?
Well, I think that the first thing to recognize is that the road to information security goes directly through corporate governance. And the best way to strengthen information security is to treat it as a corporate governance issue that requires attention of the boards and the CEOs. We went through a process several years ago recognizing that the cybersecurity role and responsibility actually stretches from the lowest employee up through the executive suite and into the board of directors, and that the challenges of information security are not simply something that can be delegated or relegated to the lower levels of the organization. InfoSec challenges are, in fact, not just a tech issue today. It is, in fact, a governance issue. It involves risk management. It involves reporting. And most of all, it requires accountability. And it can't not be emphasized enough how important it is to bring security up to the highest levels of the enterprise.
Now, broadly speaking, what's the biggest misconception that executives tend to have about information security, and how can security professionals proactively go about changing that?
So you have to start recognizing that if you don't, as a CEO, understand or recognize the importance of information systems and information technology and IT infrastructure to your organization and what it means to your business today, whether you're a commercial business, whether you're a government agency, whether you're for-profit or non-for-profit, if you don't recognize the value of these information systems to your business and you do not invest in the security of these systems, you will fail.
As we've mentioned, data breaches have brought new attention to making sure an organization has its house in order when it comes to security best practices, yet we keep hearing about new data breaches every week. So where's the disconnect? Is it in the executive suite or is it elsewhere?
Well, the disconnect is, again, that we're not treating information as a managed, valuable asset within the enterprise, and in fact within what's called now the virtual enterprise, within the ecosystem that the enterprise operates. So security has to be deployed or employed within a business strategy, and that's where the disconnect is. Rather than band-aiding security on or using security as an afterthought or relegating security to the technical bowels of the organization, what we have to do is incorporate security into the business processes that we have. We have to actually leverage advanced security expertise, and we have to deploy network-enabled business systems in a risk-balanced way. If we don't do that, we're going to continue to have this disconnect, and we're going to continue to have problems because management will not understand the impact that insecurities create to their business.
Finally, on a similar note, there's always a delicate balance in enterprises between implementing the necessary security measures versus enabling workers to do their jobs as easily and as productively as possible. How should executives go about making key decisions that deal with those two often opposing viewpoints?
Well, I think one of our founding fathers said it extremely well when in the days before the independence of the United States, we talked about character being easier kept than recovered. I think that strong leadership actually creates character. And companies with character, companies that have integrity, leaders with integrity, in fact, actually command respect. And they motivate the organization toward compliance because they've established a culture of compliance. Now, if you think about that, it means that security cannot be a knee-jerk reaction to an attack, right? If we continue to operate security in response, simply in response to something that has occurred, we're going to fail. So the security of the IT infrastructure cannot be a one-time ad hoc effort. It has to be embedded into the daily operations. And only through strong leadership, only through that character, and only through creating a DNA around corporate governance can we actually begin to look at data security as an inherent, proactive, and continual part of governance of the enterprise. And that's when we're going to have secure infrastructure and secure enterprises that are going to take responsibility for the data. I think one way to look at it, if we could sum it up in maybe a single sentence, is to look at the opportunity here to differentiate the firm and the services that that firm delivers and create a competitive advantage in the marketplace by creating a strong DNA around information security governance. That's what it's about, and I think that's what it's going to take to make the change.
Ron Moritz, Chief Security Strategist with CA. Ron, thanks for being with us on Security Wire Weekly.
And thank you for having me.
And that is Security Wire Weekly from CertSecurity.com. The latest corporate security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And don't forget you can find more of our podcasts at searchsecurity.com/podcast. We thank you for joining us. I'm Eric Parizeau. Stay safe out there.